إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. Verily the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray, and whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and His messenger. This evening, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, this is our eighth and nearly the final session dealing with our book, Maqasid al-Hajj, the goals and objectives of the pilgrimage, yani that which one should be striving to achieve during the performance of Hajj, by Shaykh Abdul Razzaq, the son of Shaykh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abad Al-Badr, Hafidhahumullah, may Allah protect and preserve both of them. Before we look at our topic today, which is two goals and objectives of Hajj, and indeed their goals and objectives in the life of a Muslim in general, the first of them, yani Al-Maqsad Al-Thani Ashra Tahqiq Al-Uquwa Al-Ukhuwa Al-Diniyya, yani the realization or the establishment of brotherhood that's based on the deen, based on yani Islam. And the second of them, التربي على الأخلاق الفاضلة, yani cultivation and rearing upon yani outstanding, noble character. Yani before we look at these two topics, we want to quickly go back and review from last week, some of the topics that we covered last week in the questionnaire study guide number 7. And even before that, I just want to say quickly, yani as a reminder to myself and each of us, please, yani ask, let us ask Allah to grant us success to take advantage of these blessed days, the first 10 days of the month of Dhul-Hijjah, yani days in which good deeds done in them are more beloved to Allah than any other days of the year, ala al-itlaq, yani without exception. So, you know, let us do something. Yani if we cannot do more than what we are doing because we are already doing so much good, and if that was the case for somebody, then do what we are already doing, do it better. Yani make the salah better. Make the concentration in dhikr and dua and qira'atul Qur'an better. Whatever, yani at least if we cannot do more, then at least do what we're doing better. Take advantage of these days. The third day has already passed. Only 7 are remaining if Allah allows us to live. And these days will quickly pass us by and they will be gone. So let us please, yani make dua, ask Allah to help us, yani that He grant us tawfiq, the success and the ability to take advantage of this time and to utilize it in that which is pleasing to Him. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Last week in question and study guide number 7, the first question was, yani we sent out a modified study guide, right? Yani the study guide we gave out last week had 10 questions. We only dealt with maybe 6 of them, yani because we only did one goal last week. So the first 6 questions yani are what we're going to look at today. The first 6 questions, and then even the questions may have been modified a little bit. I think at least the first one was modified a little bit, and that is list the first 11 maqasid, goals and objectives of Hajj, in the order mentioned by the author. And maybe the first question was the only one that was modified. List the first 11 maqasid of Hajj in the order mentioned by the author. Okay, somebody give us the first one. Try to give them in order. The first one, what is it? Tahqiq al-Tawheed, the establishment, realization of Tawheed. Second one? Achieving the pleasure of Allah. Achieving the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And being saved from the hellfire. Number 3. Naam, Abu Sa'id. Realization of taqwa of Allah. Naam, taqwa of Allah. Naam, number 4. Somebody help me with the numbers if I miss the numbers. Now, Musa. Iqamatu dhikrillah. Establishment of the remembrance of Allah in our lives. And establishing the remembrance of Allah. That a person be constantly engaged in remembrance of Allah. Now, number five. Taqwiyatul iman. Strengthening iman. Number six. Abu Sa'id again. Deepening one's responsiveness. Al-istijabah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commands. Yani, trying to do better at responding to Allah's commands. That's six. Seven.
Witnessing the benefits of Hajj.
Shuhud, manafi al-Hajj al-Azima. Is that number seven? That's seven?
Yes.
Eight. Eight. Somebody else over here. Eight. Come on. Help us. Now, Father. التذكير بحال الأنبياء. يعني remembering, reflecting upon. يعني what? Being reminded of the condition or state of the prophets. يعني during the performance of Hajj especially. يعني we get so many reminders of how the prophets and messengers عليهم السلام of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how they were. What's that? 8?
Yeah.
9, 10 and 11. And we said 11?
No, yeah, 11.
Okay, 9?
Following of the Prophet,
yani, naam, deepening the following, yani, meaning that we try to be more stronger in adhering to, sticking to the Sunnah of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Naam, Ahmed. What's that? Number 10? Number 10, مخالفة المشركين, yani, opposing, differing from the mushriks in their deeds, in their amal, in their worship, and in their misguidance, in their ways of misguidance. And number 11. Now, Abu Bakr. Tadhakkur al-akhirah. Yani remembering, thinking about, pondering over the hereafter. This should be constantly on our mind all the time. Now, may Allah help us to take these matters as goals in our lives individually all the time. May Allah grant us success in achieving all of them, bi-idhnihi ta'ala. طيب, question number 2. Discuss the first action taken by the Muslim when beginning the Hajj, even before reaching Mecca. Not the first thing you do when you arrive in Mecca, the first thing of the acts of Hajj that a person has to do, the things that a pilgrim has to do in performing Hajj, even before reaching Mecca. What is the first thing? Naam, Abu Bakr.
Removing
their customary clothing, the clothing that they're used to wearing normally. Naam. Wearing two clean white pieces of cloth.
For men.
Huh? For men. Now, where does this take place at?
At the Miqat,
at the land boundary. And this is the first thing that a pilgrim does. And they take off their regular clothing, everything that they're used to, and take these two pieces of white cloth to one piece, yani the izar, covering which part of the body? Izar.
The lower part of the body.
And the rida, the upper part of the body. Naam. So this is the first preparation, physical and psychological preparation for a state of consecration, yani in which yani a person is intending to perform this great act of worship, the Hajj. Question number 3, the equality between pilgrims. In that, rich and poor wear the same two pieces of cloth reminds us of what? What does this remind us of? Yani that all of the people are wearing these. Now, Mustafa, in the back. Okay, reminds us of death. Naham, there's no doubt about it. How though? Naam, how? In which way? Abu Bakr.
At the time of death, a person is wrapped up in the same white.
Naam, at the time of death, a person is wrapped up in these white pieces of cloth. And that is similar to what? The person in Ihram. And he's being stripped of all types of clothing and just wearing these two pieces of white cloth. And when a person, any all people when they die, meaning the Muslims, right? Unless they're not really practicing Islam, they're going to be buried in the same, yani just pieces of white cloth. And this is how the people, the pilgrims are in Hajj. Everybody equal in the same, yani pieces of white cloth. So this is a reminder, yani the ihram clothing for the men is a reminder of the kafan, yani for the dead person, the shroud that a dead person is buried in. And perhaps, yani if a person realizes this while they're in ihram, it might help them to reflect upon the reality that just as they are wearing these two pieces of white cloth, like everybody else being equal in this, there's going to come a time when we'll all be equal, yani going to the grave with nothing but some white cloth wrapped around us. Question number four, list the three characteristics of the people at the time of resurrection, yani as it was mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in an authentic hadith. Three characteristics of the people mentioned by the Prophet at the time of resurrection. Naam, Ahmed. Uratan, Gurlan, Wabuhman, meaning?
Naked,
uncircumcised. Laysa ma'ahum shay'un. They would have nothing with them. Yani how people were resurrected? Yani in this condition. In this humble yani condition. The Prophet ﷺ said that the people will be gathered on Yawm al-Qiyamah in this condition. Uratan, ghurlan, buhman. And when they asked what is buhman, he said they will not have anything with them. Question number five. Discuss what the wukuf, standing at Arafat during the Hajj, is a great reminder of. Yani the wukuf at Arafat. Is it Umar? Naam. Huh? Yawm al-Ba'th. Naam. Naam. In what way? Somebody help us. In what way? How is it a reminder? Yani of the day of resurrection. Naam. In what way? Naam. Fadl. Okay, we'll be hoping that Allah will free our nation hellfire. But the standing in Arafat, in what way is it similar to the standing yani of the day of resurrection, Mustafa? We'll be standing in front of Allah. Okay. Now, a little bit clearer, more. Now.
The same way Allah joined us and gathered us,
the same way it's Allah who has gathered all of these people from all corners of the earth in one place at one time. And Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah will gather all the people from the first and the last in one place at one time. Now, so if a person looks across Arafat and sees all of these millions of people all gathered together from all different nations, from every nation in the earth, gathered together in one place at one time, this is a tremendous reminder of what will happen on Yawm al-Qiyamah, when Allah will gather all of the people of the earth from all times, from the first to the last, in one place at one time, standing before Him for judgment. And the last question, memorize the saying of Ali radiallahu anhu concerning the dunya being a place of doing deeds without hisab. Naam, fadda. Naam. Yani Ali radiallahu anhu, he said, yani as the Shaykh quoted the end of his statement, therefore, yani what came before that? Therefore, be from the children of the Akhirah, do not be of the children of the dunya. What came before that? Yani he said, therefore, فَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءَ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءَ الدُّنْيَا. What he said before that? Yani Ali radiallahu anhu, he said that the dunya is going away, مُدْبِرَةً, yani backwards. And the Akhirah is coming forth, muqbilatan, coming. Yani the dunya is leaving, and the Akhirah is coming. Therefore, with that reality in mind, be from the children of the Akhirah, and do not be from the children of the dunya. For indeed, today, yani the life in this world is the time of amal, wala hisab, without accounting. But ghadan, tomorrow, yawm al-qiyamah, will be the time of accounting, and no time, no chance to do any deeds. What a tremendous reminder. In these days, now we should be taking account of ourselves. And what have we done already in the 3 days that has passed? And does anyone else feel like, I have, mashallah, I've been striving and struggling and working hard, and I have done a lot. I have taken advantage of this time. Or, yani, have we been neglectful somewhat? Then that should be a reminder. If it is like that, don't neglect the remaining days, yani these days in which good deeds done in them are more beloved to Allah than any other days of the year. Al-Maqsad al-Thani Ashar, the 12th goal or objective of Hajj. And I must keep repeating to keep in the forefront of our mind that these are goals and objectives for the most part that as the goal of objective, not of a Muslim in Hajj alone, but for every Muslim in our life. He said, number 12, تحقيق الأخوة الدينية. Yani the realization, the actualization, the establishment of الأخوة الدينية. Yani الأخوة, the brotherhood that's based upon the deen. Religious, Islamic, yani brotherhood based upon Islam and Iman. The realization of this brotherhood. Yani this is a goal, one of the goals of Hajj, that when people go to Hajj, Allah intends that these people will yani actualize, realize, establish, work at the fulfillment of achieving this as a goal, that the people become, establish a greater brotherhood, brotherhood based on Islam, based on Iman. How can that happen when people are on Hajj? Yani when people from all over the world come together and meet one another and get to know one another and sleep together and eat together and worship together in all types of worship, whether they are fasting at the same time or making salat at the same time with dhikr or dua or sacrificing or whatever, worshipping Allah together, realizing the brotherhood of Islam. This is a goal that Muslims should have in our lives every day. Yani we should be trying hard to establish brotherhood with other Muslims, not trying hard to separate from one another, finding any excuse to separate from other Muslims. I saw him doing something, I heard they said something, leave these people alone. It seems as though we are struggling and striving to separate ourselves from one another, when it is from the ni'mah of Allah. وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we were enemies, He tied our hearts together and made us from His favor, made us as brothers to one another. And then we are trying to tear up that brotherhood with every chance that we get. Does it mean that we overlook people's faults and errors and mistakes and deviation and corruption? It doesn't mean that we overlook it, but it means that we try to correct and help one another, and not that we try to backbite and slander and belittle and separate the Muslims from one another. This is a mistake. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself, He said that it is from His ni'mah that He tied our hearts together, and then we want to break and divide the hearts. There's something wrong with this. There's actually something wrong with this. Naam, from the goals of Islam, that people establish a brotherhood based on this deen. Naam, based on the Quran, based on the Sunnah, based on the way of the Salaf al-Salih. Naam. But yes, work towards establishing brotherhood. Min maqasid al-hajj al-azima. From the magnificent goals or objectives of the pilgrimage is tahqiq al-ukhuwa al-diniya wal-rabita al-imaniya. Yani the realization of the brotherhood that's based upon deen. Wal-rabita al-imaniya. Yani the ties that tie us together based upon iman. Based upon iman. And this is something that becomes crystal clear in the Hajj. And it is, yani, prominent. It comes forth prominently in the most beautiful shape or form and the most beautiful, splendid garb or clothing. Yani, the ties of Iman and the brotherhood of Deen in the Hajj becomes clear to us. For indeed, فَهَاهُمْ الْحَجِيجِ يَتُوفُونَ بِبَيْتِ اللَّهِ وَيَجْتَمِعُونَ عَلَى سَعِيدِ عَرَفَةِ وَيَجْتَمِعُونَ فِي مُزْدَلِفَةِ. Yani the Shaykh, he said, what? Here we find the pilgrims, all of them circumambulating the house of Allah. The house of Allah, Baytullah, the Kaaba. All people going around the Kaaba. Naam. And all people gathering together on the plains of Arafat. And gathering together in Muzdalifah. Thousands and thousands and millions of people who came from all over the earth to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِبَاسُهُمْ wahid, and their clothing is the same. وَمَقْصُودُهُمْ wahid, and their intent, what they are there for, is the same. وَمَعْبُودُهُمْ wahid, and the one that they are worshipping is the same. وَأَمَالُهُمْ wahida, and their actions, their deeds are the same. وَقِبْلَتُهُمْ وَاحِدَةً, and their qibla, their direction of prayer, is the same. وَمَتْبُوهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَاحِدَةً, and the one who they follow, the Messenger of Allah, he is the same. We have the same Messenger, our same leader, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. يشتركون في الأعمال والآلام, and they share with one another their hopes and their pains, meaning they have compassion for one another and concern. آلامهم or آمالهم, يعني their hopes are one and their pains are one and their concerns, their حموم مشتركة, يعني they share with one another the concerns of one another. اجتمعوا في أعظم التجمع, أعظم تجمع إسلامي يظهر الرابطة الإيمانية والأخوة الدينية. So these people with all of this in common, one that we worship, he is the same, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the one that we follow, he is the same, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our goal and our objective is the same. Our qibla is the same. Our deeds are the same. Our worship is the same. Our hopes and pains we share with one another. And we are gathered together in the greatest Islamic gathering in which the ties of Iman and the brotherhood of the deen brings us all together. This one is Ahmar and this one is Aswad. Yani people of different colors. وَهَذَا عربي وهذا أعجمي, from different races. This one is an Arab and this one is non-Arab. والكل يجمعهم دين الله سبحانه وتعالى, and all of them are gathered together based upon the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ولا فرق بين الجميع إلا بتقوى الله عز وجل, and there is no difference, meaning there is no superiority between the whole of them. There's no superiority of one over another except based upon the taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And all of these people gathered together of different races and different nationalities and different cultures and backgrounds and different levels in society of education and finance and so on. And all of them collected together based upon one common factor, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-ukhuwa al-diniya. الرابطه الايمانيه. There is no superiority amongst them one over another except by taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Hujurat 49th Surah 13th ayat, يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى. يعني all mankind, this is the whole of humanity Allah is addressing. Indeed we have created you, one creator who created you from a male and a female. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا, and we have made you into nations and tribes, يعني so that you may know one another, يعني for people to be able to know one another, not for the purpose of they're from a different tribe, a different nation, a different race, therefore they are our enemies. That's not the purpose of different tribes and nations. That's not the purpose, but rather the purpose of different tribes and nations is so that people can be classified, categorized, so that they can know one another, so that there can be, يعني, identification of who is who. إِنَّ أَقْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. Indeed, the most honorable of you in front of Allah is the one who has the most taqwa. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. Indeed, Allah is all-knowing and He is all-aware. And the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said in the حجة الوداع, in his farewell pilgrimage, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, O mankind, أَلَا إِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ وَاحِدٌ. Isn't it so that your Rabb is one Rabb? You're worshipping the same Rabb. وَإِنَّ أَبَاكُمْ وَاحِدٌ, and your father, Adam عليه السلام, is one, same father. أَلَا لا فضل لعربي على أعجمي ولا لأعجمي ولا لأجمي على عربي ولا لأحمر على أسود ولا أسود على أحمر إلا بتقوى. أبلغت؟ قالوا بلغ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. O people, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, indeed your Rabb is one, the same, and your father is one, the same. You are from, yani, the same one creator, same lineage from Adam alayhi salam. And indeed, there is no superiority of the Arab over the non-Arab, nor for the non-Arab over the Arab. Don't think that anybody is better than another one because of what nationality they come from, what race they come from. There is no superiority of the Ahmar over the Aswad or the Aswad over the Ahmar. Yani people of different colors are not superior one over another because of their color. Even though, yani there is no doubt that there are people in the world today who think because of their color they are better than somebody else. From different colors. Yani those people think because they are white, they are better than other people. And those people think because they are black, they are better than the other people. Subhanallah. And the Prophet ﷺ said, there's no superiority of one over another except by taqwa. Have I not delivered, conveyed the message? They said, indeed, the Messenger of Allah, he has conveyed the message. And the isnad of this hadith is sahih. So the hajj is the rabita, is a rabita azima. Tajma ahlul iman ala ta'aluf wa tahab wa ta'awun al birri wa taqwa wa ala imtithal awamir Allah azza wa jalla. وَعَلَى مُوَاسَاتِ الْفُقَرَاءِ. Yani the Hajj is the magnificent yani rabita, the thing that ties people together, that collects the people of Iman. Yani based on Iman, نعم, based on Deen. الأخوة الدينية والرابطة الإيمانية. It is the Hajj is a means through which Allah used to bring the people of Iman together in harmony with one another and mutual love for one another and cooperation on piety and righteousness and upon compliance with the commands of Allah Azza wa Jalla and being benevolent and charitable to the poor and needy. Look in what, yani look at how it is that in the Hajj some of the people are yani presenting, offering the sacrificial animals from which they might eat, and they also give to the poor. And also the fidya, at the time when a person abandons or leaves off something from the obligatory acts of Hajj, or when a person commits an act that's prohibited from the mahdhurat of the Hajj, the prohibited things during Ihram. Yani how a person has to sacrifice an animal from which yani it is shared yani with the other people, especially with the poor. So look at how the poor people are getting a great benefit from yani these things during the Hajj. So the Hajj yani brings forth in it a ta'akhi, yani the ties of brotherhood, and tarabut, yani other connections and relations between the people. And it stands out in the Hajj, this harmony and mutual love and cooperation upon piety and righteousness. And whoever has made Hajj will know that everyone has a different experience in Hajj. But there is no doubt amongst the people of Iman and Taqwa, the people of the Sunnah, people who are conscious of Allah, there is no doubt that there is a great cooperation and a mutual love and respect and brotherhood that takes place during the Hajj. Yani from the good people who have Iman and Taqwa, there's no doubt about it. This is a manifest fact. And then the Shaykh says, and in this blessed day, the day of Arafat, and by the way, the day of Arafat will be when? Next week on Thursday. Next week, Thursday, the day of Arafat, in which the person who fasts sincerely for the sake of Allah will have their sins from the previous year and the coming year forgiven, insha'Allah. In this blessed day, the day of Arafat, the pilgrims are increasing in the saying of La ilaha illallah, that there is nothing, absolutely nothing, which deserves the worship except Allah. And hopefully when this is being said, we are concentrating, reflecting upon the meaning and the reality of what we are saying, so that actually it becomes embedded in our heart to try to make every effort to not offer any act of worship to other than Allah. And if it is a fact, and we are aware, and we understand, and we believe, and have certainty of this, the meaning of this word, La ilaha illallah, this should be a motivation and a reminder to us to worship Him alone in everything that we do. Indeed, they are increasing, especially in this day of Arafat, in this word of La ilaha illallah. And it is the best of what may be said in this day. Rather, it is the best of all words, absolutely, and the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it has been confirmed in the hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, خَيْرُ دُعَاءِ دُعَاءِ يَوْمِ عَرَفَةِ. The best of supplications is the supplication of the day of Arafat, yani at Arafat. وخير ما قلت أنا والنبيون من قبلي, and the best of what I have said, and the best of what the prophets before me have said. يعني there's nothing better that anyone has said than لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. That there's nothing which deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and He has no partner. Yani there's nothing that deserves to be worshipped. This is yani negation and ithbat. There's nothing that deserves worship except Allah, many confirmation that the worship belongs to Allah alone. And then wahdahu la sharika la is also again confirmation, yani ithbat and negation, yani that Allah, yani affirming that Allah is alone in His right to be worshipped. And la sharika lahu is negation that anyone or anything has any right or any share in that worship that belongs to Allah alone. And then he said, huh, what? Lahu al-mulk, yani that He, Allah alone, has the sovereignty. It belongs to Him alone. Wa lahu al-hamd, and all praise belongs to Him. And He is the one who has power over everything. This is the best of what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the prophets before him have said. And this is the word that we should keep and frequently reciting upon our tongue, understanding its meaning and reflecting, pondering over yani the reality of this statement. In this statement, that this is the best of what can be said, and what is the pilgrims are yani repeatedly saying on the day of Arafat, the Shaykh says, وَفِي هَذَا إِشَارَةٌ عَظِيمَةٌ إِلَىٰ أَنَّ إِجْتِمَاعَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ لَا يَكُونَ إِلَّا عَلَى التَّوْحِيدِ لِلَّهِ وَالْمُتَابَعَةِ لِلرَّسُولِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Yani, and this is a great indication or a sign that the gathering of the Muslims will never be except based upon the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will never be except that we establish the Tawheed that belongs to Allah alone and the following of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Worshipping Allah alone in accordance with the example and the model of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yani the gathering of the Muslims can never be established except on this foundation of Tawheed and the following of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, with these two things, the Tawheed and Mutabat al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yani the ahwad, the desires, dissolve. And the adawa and baghda, the enmity and hatred, dissipate, are eliminated. Yani through what? The Tawheed and following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we are sincere in establishing Tawheed and following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will not be able to follow our desires. We will not be able to continue with the enmity and hatred that yani is too common amongst the Muslims. Based on these two matters, the Tawheed and following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, تلتقي القلوب وتجتمي الكلمة وتتحد الصفوف. Yani the hearts meet one another, and the word of the people is united. And the roles, the ranks of the Muslims is united. And to the extent that holding on to these two matters, yani the Tawheed and the following of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the extent that it is weak. Yani kullama da'ufa istimsaquhum bihadhihi al-kalima. Yani la ilaha illallah. To the extent that we are weak in adhering to this word, then we will be weak yani in the portion of gathering together and unity and love and harmony and affection that we have between the people. Yani to the extent that we are weak in adhering to la ilaha illallah, to that extent will be the weakness of our coming together and our gathering. Indeed, this great gathering yani on Arafat in the Hajj, ala ikhtilaf al-alwan, with the differences of the people of different colors, وَتَبَايِنْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ, and the distinction between the tongues of the people, the languages of the people, وَتَبَاعَدْ بُلْدَانِهِمْ, and the distances between the lands of the various people. In spite of this, قَدْ اجْتَمَعُوا عَلَى مَقْصَدٍ وَاحِدٍ وَغَايَةٍ وَاحِدَةٍ تَحْتَدِهُ مِنْ خَلَالْ هَذِهِ الْكَلِمَةِ الَّتِي يَحْتَفُونَ بِهَا وَيُرَدِّدُونَهَا. Yani indeed, in spite of these differences in colors, in languages, in distance of the lands, people, somebody from China and somebody from Europe, and somebody from Africa, and somebody from Asia. In spite of all of this, these people are gathered together on Arafat with one objective and one goal, which becomes clear through this word, which they are shouting out and they are repetitively repeating again and again and again, that is La ilaha illallah. So that which has gathered them, it is the Tawheed of Allah and it is Iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the one who has, and the thing that has yani joined them together, it is Al-Khudu lillah wa tadallul bayna yadayhi ragaban wa rahaban wa raja'an wa khawfan wa hubban wa tama'an. Yani the thing that brings the people together in reality, yani it is not pride and arrogance, rather it is yani humble submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lowering oneself in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of desire of what is with him, and out of awe for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hope for his reward, and fear of his punishment, and love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, desiring what he has for those who worship him. So this word of Tawheed, that is La ilaha illallah, hiya al-rabitatu al-haqiqatu, التي اجتمع عليها أهل دين الإسلام. Yani this word of Tawheed, of La ilaha illallah, it is the yani real binding tie which the people gather upon, yani the people of the deen of Islam, yani the thing, the real rabita between us. Wallahi, it is not our nationality, it is not our color, it is not our language, it is not our culture, it is not that we share in being rich or poor or whatever. This is not the thing that ties us together, but the rabita haqiqiyya that the people of the deen of Islam gather upon, it is Tawheed, La ilaha illallah. And the Shaykh says here something, take a moment and reflect upon it for whatever it's worth to you. Fa'alayha, yani upon this word of Tawheed, La ilaha illallah. Fa'alayha, yuwaluna, wa yu'aduna, wa biha yuhibbuna, wa yubghiduna. And it is based upon the Tawheed that friendship is established and enmity is established and there's love or hatred. It is based upon Tawheed. And it's not based upon what group you belong to or who's your sheikh or your imam. That has nothing to do with it. Not really. It is based upon Tawheed. And our allegiances and support of one another, or separation, it has to be based upon Tawheed. Love and hatred has to be based upon Tawheed. It is due to this Tawheed that the Muslim society became like one body and like one strong wall that each part of it supports the other. Yani based upon a Tawheed and following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So from the maqasid of, yani the great maqasid of pilgrimage, is strengthening this tie and consolidating this connection. Indeed, the Rabb, Ar-Rabb al-Ma'bud, the one that is worshipped, he is one, the same. And the Qibla al-Muttajahu ilayha, yani the direction that we face, is one, it is the same. And the Rasul al-Muttaba'u that is followed is one. And the clothing of Ihram is one. And the acts and the places of the pilgrimage, they are one. وَمَكَانُ التَّجَمُّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَزَمَانُهُ وَاحِدٌ. And the place of gathering of the Muslims and the time of their gathering is one. And the slogans of all of them is the same. It is لَبَيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَيْكَ. Here I am, O Allah, at your command. خُدُوًا وَاسْتِكَانَةً وَانْقِيَادًا وَامْتِثَالًا. Yani, the people are gathered together with this yani saying of لَبَيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَيْكَ, in submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Humbly submitting to Allah. Willing surrender to Allah and obedience to Allah. So what kind of tie yani could be more solid or strong than this? And what kind of connection can be greater than this connection, the connection that's based upon at-tawheed. And the Shaykh, he ends this maqsad by saying, and it is incumbent upon the Muslims to be aware, to become aware, to bear in mind, to pay attention, to comprehend this matter. Ala falya'i al-Muslimuna. It is incumbent upon the Muslims to comprehend this affair, that the unity of the Muslims, it is based upon the deen. And it is incumbent upon the Muslims to praise their Rabb for these, yani this blessed tie that connects us together, and this noble conformity that brings us as one, as a ummah, and as a yani brotherhood, and the love and the fraternity, yani that we must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that which is between us, and we must strive and struggle, everyone must strive and struggle for the establishment, the realization of everything that strengthens this tie and causes it to grow. And we must distance ourselves from every affair that weakens these ties. And we must throw away, toss away all of the yani ethnic asabiyat, yani fanaticism, party spirit, and the yani shi'arat al-qawmiyya, nationalistic slogans, and ignorant arrogance, and narrow-minded partisanship. And we must gather together upon at-tawheed and iman. We ask Allah's help. Indeed, success is with Allah alone. And the second maqsad, al-maqsad, al-thalith, ashar, al-13th goal, objective of Hajj, is tarabbi ala al-akhlaq al-fadila. Yani cultivation, education, rearing upon outstanding, distinguished, noble character. Yani being what? Cultivated upon noble character. Character, yani that is distinguished, it's outstanding. Where people are honest, truthful, just, charitable, kind, compassionate, merciful, patient. Where is this character amongst some of the Muslims today? And you look at how we deal with one another, forget about other people. Yani being cultivated upon noble, outstanding character. From the objectives of Hajj, is that people are cultivated upon the character of excellence and the manners that are complete, and adorning themselves with beautiful characteristics and complete and perfect etiquettes. Yani learning manners, character and manners. Naam, the Hajj is a madrasa muthla, an exemplary model school for manners and character, that the Muslim yani is reared, cultivated and educated upon al-adab al-fadila, outstanding manners, wa husnul mu'amila, good interaction dealing with the people. Being good in your dealing with the people, being respectful, being kind, being gentle. Yani subhanallah. Naam. Wal-bu'ad an al-idha, and distancing ourselves from harming others. And al-bu'ad an al-jidal al-madmum wal-khusuma, and distance ourselves from the blameworthy arguing and disputation. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, 2nd Surah, 197th ayah, فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجِّ. So whoever has entered into the state of ihram, making it obligatory upon themselves to perform the Hajj. And whoever has entered into the state of ihram with the intention of performing Hajj, فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ. Then there should be no indecent speech or behavior, and no disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and no arguing and disputing in the Hajj. Yani meaning that it is incumbent upon us that we exalt, or that we respect the ihram of Hajj, that we are entering into the state of Hajj, and protect ourselves from the things that will spoil it, or that will reduce its perfection. By what? By avoiding al-rafath, and al-fusuq, and al-jidal. Indeed, this type of behavior that Allah prohibits during the Hajj, it doesn't do anything except bring about evil. and it causes people to fall into enmity and hatred. The Shaykh, he says, the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ with the similar meaning, من حج لله, and this hadith reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim, من حج لله فلم يرفث ولم يسفق ولم يفسق رجع كيوم ولدته أمه. Yani, whoever makes hajj for the sake of Allah with the intent of doing it with ikhlas for Allah alone, فَلَمْ يَرْفُثْ, and then they didn't engage in a rafath, yani indecent speech and behavior, sexual intercourse with their spouse, whoever didn't engage in this or the things that lead up to it, or of speech that shouldn't be spoken in front of women, whoever doesn't engage in this, وَلَمْ يَفْسُقْ, and doesn't engage in acts of disobedience to Allah or those things that are prohibited during the ihram, then they will return like they were in the day that their mother gave birth to them, meaning in reference to being free from their sins. And the Prophet ﷺ, he used to say to the people during the Hajj, yani this came in the hadith, this reported by Imam Muslim from Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhuma, he said that the Prophet, yani the Shaykh just quotes part here, Ayyuhannas as-sakina as-sakina, Jabir said that the Prophet was still standing, yani at Arafat, and the sun was setting, and the sun had the upper disc of the sun had dipped below the horizon, and he had Usama riding on the back of his camel with him, and he proceeded to leave from Arafat, and he was saying with his right hand to the people, Ayyuhannas as-sakina as-sakina, O people, be gentle, be easy, calmly, yani proceed from Arafat calmly, as-sakina, as-sakina. If anybody has been to Hajj, and you know when the people are leaving from Arafat and trying to go to Muzdalifah, what kind of situation this is, the Prophet is saying, even in spite of that, as-sakina, as-sakina, take it easy. Proceed calmly. This is from the noble character of the Prophet ﷺ that we hope that we learn when we go to Hajj, or that we learn outside of Hajj. وَكَانَ عَلَيْهِ سَلَاتُ وَسَلَامُ يَقُولُ لَهُمْ. And at the Jamarat, where the people were stoning the pillars. And this hadith also reported authentically. The previous hadith I said is in Sahih Muslim. And this hadith reported by Abu Dawud and Ahmed and others. And the Prophet ﷺ was saying to the people, لَا يَقْتُلْ بَعْدُكُمْ بَعْدًا, yani that you should not kill one another. Yani some of you should not kill others of you. Don't kill one another. Meaning, be easy at the Jamarat. Take it easy, calm down, don't hurt anybody, don't hurt one another. لا يقتل بعضكم بعضا. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حجة الوداع. Yani the Shaykh is quoting some of the things that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was saying to the people, teaching the people manners and character during the performance of Hajj. He was saying in the حجة الوداع, the farewell pilgrimage, ألا أخبركم بالمؤمني. Shall I not inform you of who is the believer? And this is one of the definitions that the Prophet ﷺ gave of who is a believer. Ala أُخْبِرُكُمْ. He said this in the farewell pilgrimage. Ala أُخْبِرُكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِ. Shall Allah inform you of who is the believer? مَنْ أَمِنَهُ النَّاسُ عَلَى أَنفُسِهِمْ وَأَمْوَالِهِمْ. Yani that one who the people trust and feel safe and secure and given over to him, to his yani security and his trust, their selves, their lives and their wealth. Yani the mu'min is the one that the people trust with their lives and their wealth. Wal muslimu man salima al muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. And the Muslim is the one who the Muslims yani are safe from his tongue and from his hand. He doesn't speak ill against the Muslims. Be careful. Be careful how we speak about Muslims. Al muslim man salima al muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. Yani a real Muslim, the other Muslims are safe from that person's tongue, speaking evil without any justification, yani without any justification in the Sharia. Yani they were not oppressed or dhulm was done to them, they have a right to speak up and say dhulm has been done to them. The Muslim is the one from whom other Muslims are safe from his tongue and his hand. And the Prophet ﷺ in that hadith also went on to say that the mujahid is the one who man jahada نَفْسَهُ فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ, who strives against himself to force it into obedience to Allah. وَالْمُهَاجِرْ مَنْ هَجَرَ الذُّنُوبُ وَالْخَطَايَا. And the muhajir, the one who migrates, is the one who abandons sin and acts of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this hadith is also authentic. Sheikh said it's mentioned by, narrated by Imam Ahmed, and Sheikh Al-Albani said that it's sahih in Silsila al-Hadith al-Sahih. And finally, yani the last narration that we want to mention, the Sheikh yani showing yani how in the Hajj the Prophet ﷺ was educating the people yani upon noble character and manners. And the Prophet ﷺ said to Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, Ya Umar, innaka rajulun qawi. O Umar, indeed, you are a strong man. Naam. La tuzahim ala al-hajr. Yani don't add to the crowd around the black stone. Yani don't force yourself by your strength to get to the black stone if it's crowded. La tuzahim ala al-hajr. Fatu'dhi al-da'if. And in that case, because you're strong to get to the black stone, you may harm or hurt the weak people. You are a strong man. Yani don't crowd around the Kaaba. Don't hurt the weak. In wajadta khalwatan fastalimhu. If you found it free or open, opening, then touch it. Yani the black stone when making tawaf around the Kaaba. Wa illa fastaqbilhu fahallil wa kabbir. But if you don't find an opening, it's not free, it's crowded, then just yani face it and say La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Reported by Imam Ahmed, the hadith is Hassan. And the narrators of the hadith are all reliable narrators. So the man who is strong should not take advantage of his strength and harm the people, saying, I want to kiss the stone. So even if I have to hurt people to get to it, if it is that kissing the black stone would result in harming the people, then he shouldn't do it. And why is this? Yani the Prophet ﷺ made us to understand that it is because kissing the black stone is sunnah and harming the people is haram. Harming the people is haram. And the Shaykh, he closes by saying, فالحج يربي المسلم على التخلق بالأخلاق الفاضلة. Yani Hajj cultivates the Muslim, enabling that Muslim to take on the characteristics of excellence, al-akhlaq al-fadila, noble, high characteristics, character, wa tahalli bis-sabr, and to adorn oneself with patience. Naam, if a person goes to Hajj, being aware that they are in a sacred place and that the people are the guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this could indeed enable a person to be patient, even if somebody disrespected them, harmed them, pushed them, whatever, they will be patient. And this will enable a person to adorn themselves with the beautiful characteristics of patience, wal-rifq, and gentleness, wal-ana, deliberateness, not being hasty, wal-husnul mu'amala, and treating the people well, wal-tib al-mu'ashira, and having good interaction with the people, لا سيما إذا استشعر أن الحجاج وفد الله. Especially if that person is conscious and aware that the pilgrims are the guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that person will deal gently with them and do good to them and يعني يترفق ويتلطف يعني will be gentle and kind and easy in his dealing with the other pilgrims who came for Hajj. And his Hajj will train him and cultivate him upon this patience, kindness, gentleness, good treatment of the people. To the extent that a person is conscious and aware, the pilgrim is conscious and aware of this great maqsad, this great objective, that is of cultivating good character. To the extent that a person is aware of this during the Hajj, to that extent, the person will return. Yani having been trained and nurtured with the adab of Islam and adorned with the great, magnificent character of the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, the Shaykh, he closes, وَيَتَحَرَّ الْحَاجِ مَوَاتِنَ الْإِسْتِجَابَةِ فِي الْحَاجِ لِيَسَلَ اللَّهِ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ لِأَحْسَنِ الْأَخْلَاقِ لَا يَهْدِي لِأَحْسَنِهَا إِلَّا هُوَ وأن يصرف عنه سيئها لا يصرف عنه سيئها إلا هو. Yani that the pilgrim should seek out and search for the special places where dua is answered. Yani there are places where the Prophet ﷺ emphasized the importance of dua. Like, yani when a person is making tawaf, or when they're standing at Safar and Marwa, the two mountains of where the sa'i is performed, or when they are at the stoning of the Jamara, especially the first and second one of them, or when they are standing, especially the day of Arafat, or at Muzdalifah in the morning after the Fajr prayer. These are places in which the Prophet ﷺ emphasized supplicating a person to search out these mawatin al-istijaba, where it is more likely that dua will be accepted during the Hajj, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide them to the best of character. And there's no one who guides to the best of character except Him. And that Allah turn away from him the evil character, and there's no one who turns away evil character except him. And this, yani, last statement here is from the hadith, yani, supplication of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we, yani, discussed previously some time ago, yani, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to recite in opening the salat in the prayer of the night. Long supplication that begins وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِي لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ حَنِيفًا وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, to the end of the supplication where the Prophet ﷺ said وَاهْدِنِي لِأَحْسَنِ الْأَخْلَاقِ لَا يَهْدِي لِأَحْسَنِهَا إِلَّا أَنْتَ وَاصْرِفْ عَنِّي سَيِّئَهَا لَا يَصْرِفْ عَنِّي سَيِّئَهَا إِلَّا أَنْتَ. This is a supplication that is of utmost importance, and we should be constantly in Hajj and outside of Hajj asking Allah to guide us to good character, to the best of character. And there's no one who guides to the best character except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ask Him to turn away from us the evil character. Indeed, there's no one who can turn away from us evil character except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a dua that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make, especially in the opening of his night prayer. In the opening of the prayer, in the night prayer. What better time than to supplicate to Allah except in the night prayer? And this is a supplication that he chose. Whoever reads it carefully will see how tremendous this supplication is, and the great, yani, matters that he mentions in this of Tawheed and so on. And of course, yani, the point here is what? The importance of good character. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. If there's any question, there's something that we mentioned tonight that's not clear. Only if there's something that we mentioned that's not clear, inshallah. Tayyib, barakallahu feekum wa jazakumullahu khair. And let us all be reminded of the importance of these days that we are living in. May Allah grant us tawfiq to doing that which is pleasing to Him, to doing more of that which is pleasing to Him, doing better that we are, whatever we are doing that is pleasing to Him for His sake alone, in accordance with the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen ya rabbal alameen.